My name is Sheree, and my life was ready for a change.
It really looks terrible.
Good.
It all started with Joan.
I'm Joan Jett. I want to start an all-girl rock band.
Once we met.
We love your look. We are choosing you to be a part of rock and roll history.
People said we were a bad influence. We were about to make rock and roll history.
We did it.
Mercury Records.
We got signed.
We got signed!
Okay, here's the deal. When all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll are stripped away, The Runaways is your basic biopic of the rock culture of the 70s. It tells the story of how Joan Jett and Sherry Curry made history by becoming a sex-infused teen rock band. The best part of the film are the performances by Dakota Fanning in an edgy transitional part to a more grown-up role, and the scene-stealing Michael Shannon as the band's manic manager. Kristen Stewart as Joan Jett is passable, but her on-screen relationship with Fanning makes me realize that the Volturi scenes in the next Twilight movie just aren't going to be the same ever again. Still, when it's all boiled down, this is a rather routine rock biopic that doesn't really cover any new territory. Fans of the band and the musicians will love it, but otherwise it's pretty forgettable. The Runaways gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.